Everyone has a story. Everyone travels a road. Some of those roads are paved, some are gravel, some are a combination. Some are superhighways. Some of us have met with sharp turns, intersections, and delays. We travel at different speeds to different destinations. On this podcast, we talk about your road to now.
Welcome to Your Road to Now. This morning, I sit down with Nico Dirksen, a student at Okanagan College.
That's right.
Yeah. Good morning, Nico.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Right on. It's good to be here.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe even share your age and like what you're studying and what's going on.
Yeah, I'll give you as much as I know about me. I'm 22 years old. I'm a student at the Okanagan College in my fourth year, trying to figure out what I'm going to do when I graduate. I've been born and raised in Kelowna, and as much as I enjoy what I'm going to school for, I like music as well, I like some sports, football. I've been doing that since I was young. And the plan is to finish school and maybe go traveling somewhere, but so far that's as much of my life as I've planned out.
Take a gap year.
I'm thinking of it. I didn't take it when I first came to school. A lot of people take that year off
right
after high school. I never did that. I jumped right into college, and I'm starting to think that I might want to try going to Germany, visit a friend, or who knows.
I just did an interview, a podcast with a Kelowna boy. He took a gap year, spent 40 years in Europe. Before he came back, and he traveled the world. He was in 63 countries and all that. So that was his gap year. He went for a year, and he came back 40 years later.
Wow. Okay. Maybe I can try and do something like that.
That was a big gap year.
A good time. I wonder if you can accomplish much in that time.
You were sharing with me before we started the podcast that your life, your road to now, is basically within 1 kilometer.
That's exactly right. When you invited me to come on here, and then I figured out what it's all about, I started to think I have no idea what I'm going to say. I went to elementary school, middle school, high school.
What's the elementary school you go to?
Casorso. Wow. Then KLO, then KSS.
And so now the Casorso College. In French immersion, or the Casorso, the English version?
The French immersion one.
Oh,
so
cool.
My mother was kind enough to get me involved in French, so I spoke a little bit of that. I still do kind of. I stopped it in grade 10 because I didn't really like the grammar in the classes.
So my daughter went to Casorso as well in French immersion. She was in French immersion until, I think, it's up to grade 9, and then she went out east to Notre Dame and did 10, 11, 12 out there. So, and she liked it. She thought it was cool.
Yeah, I think I probably could have stuck around with it. I had no reason to really switch out of it other than just really not really enjoying the classes. But we were in Montreal and we were stuck in a cab and none of us spoke French except for me. So it came in handy one time in my life. But it's
We went to Paris, and then she was our translator.
Yeah, there you go. So it's good to have somebody who can do
so
that.
So it worked out. So what's for you? Like you went to Casorso and then to OKM, I would take?
I was KLO.
KLO, yeah. Okay.
So I stayed with that French middle immersion. School. Okay. Yeah. I went there. My mom was a teacher there. But I didn't take any of her classes because I knew that I'd embarrass her, probably. then I went to, KSS. And
so the big school.
Yeah, it was good there. It was fun. And then once I graduated from there, I went right across the street to the Okanagan College. And
so you stayed really close there, like your little circle there.
I have a beautiful little radius that I stay within.
So for you, you're fairly young. What is Kelowna like? Like what excites you about Kelowna? What excites you about why did you stay here, I guess, to go to school? Was it?
I think the reason I stayed here was more so just because I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about where I might want to go. So I kind of graduated and I just knew about the program in business and I heard it was good, and so I kind of took those steps forward, and it was more so it's just been taking one opportunity after another kind of blindly for the first little bit because I didn't know what the next step would be. But I've slowly started to appreciate more of what Kelowna is. Like when you're born and raised here, it's all just kind of your home and you don't really think about it, but it's a pretty awesome place. You got the Four Seasons, the lake, and the ski resorts. I was thinking about leaving Kelowna when I graduate, but now I'm slowly starting to think that I might want to stay.
It's a good place to come home.
Absolutely.
Or call home. I mean,
yeah,
most people end up wanting to come here at some point. I was I was kind of raised in Midway, which is about an hour and a half from here, and then spent some time up in northern Alberta and northern Manitoba, and kind of worked my way back here, you know, 20 years ago, and there's no better place on earth.
That's what I keep hearing. And which is, I mean, I want to get that life experience that I think is, it's important to go and try something new. But I mean, when you have everything that's so great just right here, Who knows? I mean, you say I'm young, so maybe I should go try and experience a bit more.
Best time to make mistakes is when you're young.
Exactly. That's my first plan, is to just mess up as many things as I can.
So you're graduating in April?
That's actually, no, in December.
In December, oh.
I do have an extra semester to go, just.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's, and you graduate with a business degree?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll get that when I graduate. And yeah, from there, it could be staying in Kelowna, doing accounting. It could be going somewhere else.
That's right. You and I sat down and you explored the accounting path, like the CPA path.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to come to talk to you, just to see how you kind of went about things, because that's what I'm trying to learn, is all the diverse ways you can build a career with accounting. Or
well, the CPA will open up doors all around the world for you if you want. I mean, because that designation is good around the world.
That's what I'm told, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, you can do anything you want. You know, if you have your, you just have to figure out what it is that you want, because you could do marketing, you could do accounting, you can run a business.
I mean, if people are looking for an exciting podcast, we'll talk about some accounting.
Yeah, that's right. Eyes are glazing over right now. Just like, oh my God, this is going nowhere.
See how quickly we can put them to sleep.
So I haven't really talked to like somebody like really young, but what's exciting in Kelowna for young people? Like, is it still exciting? Is there like, there? I don't know, what do you do?
That's a great question. I think that I've been more so one of the boring ones out of all the people. I've just been very studious, going to school. I think, I know a lot of people like to come here because there's the lake, because a lot of people are skiing. I mean, you see a lot of people coming from Australia to do that. And I think it is a pretty fun town. I mean, there's not as much happening that you'd see in Vancouver, but it's not as small as a Vernon or, as a Penticton. So it's kind of a nice medium. And I think there's a good program. I think a lot of the people here are pretty happy to be here, and it's a pretty, I think it's a laid-back lifestyle. And I think a lot of the young people just kind of are happy to hang out, try and figure out what they're doing, and have a nice little vibe.
Yeah, I think it's a small town with big city amenities. That's what I kind of like about it. You kind of still get that small town feel, but you get some of the big city amenities. I mean, it's not Vancouver for sure, but, you know, it's kind of nice that everything you go to is a 10-minute commute kind of thing. It's not a 2-hour thing to get to the mall or something like that.
That's true. That's one of the things that it's kind of turned me away from maybe going to a bigger city, is knowing that it takes a little bit longer to get anywhere.
So what are the big concerns for students? Like, what do you hear when you're talking to other students? Like, what are they worried about?
You know, I think I found that a lot of people aren't too afraid for the future. Like for myself, I'm trying really to take the right steps, but I find that a lot of people are pretty easygoing and just kind of happy to roll with life and see what happens next. And I think that can be a good and a bad. I think a lot of people, it's good because it's not too much stress to be concerned about the future, but I think a lot of people are also maybe avoiding that, you know, looking forward, and they're just thinking and assuming that it's all going to work out, but I don't know if it always works that way. And I think sometimes students, especially a lot of my friends who graduated from here, we all sort of went to school thinking that maybe it was for us, maybe it wasn't, because we were all kind of just not sure. So we all just took a step. Some of us went to sciences. Some of us, I went to business. Another friend of mine went to engineering, and we're all just kind of hoping that things piece itself together as we get to the end.
You're young in your path, your road to now, for sure.
That's definitely true.
We did one story on Kelowna Now. Josh did it, actually, the news director, and it was like places to go for $5 an hour for cheap eats or something. That thing just blew up in the student university population. So what do you guys, like, what do you do? Like, I guess you're probably a starving student. Are you working too? Or
I have a wonderful cook at home, which is my mother.
Nice.
And so I have been fortunate enough to not have to fend for myself all too much. For a little bit, I was on my own, and I got really good at cooking pasta and hamburgers. And that was my repertoire.
That's fine. Lots of young people, they find one thing they can cook.
Exactly.
And that's all they eat, right?
And you kind of cook that one thing until you're sick of it, then you cook something else, and then you go back and forth between the two.
So what is your favorite restaurant if you go out? Where do you go?
I actually used to work at Smack Dab, which I do really enjoy. I think it has a great patio. And I think that, you know, the chefs there are pretty good too. They cook a really good meal for what you'd expect. It seems just like a bar and grill, but it's actually got a nice diverse menu.
I've enjoyed it many times, actually, and I love the deck and the patio and the ambiance even in the restaurant. It's awesome.
A great place to hang out.
They got that great private room too. Like if you have a group of 20 or something like that, yeah, it's awesome.
Going out there, I loved it there. It was a really nice place. In the summers, it was busy and great people. I recently went to Bouchon's Bistro for Valentine's Day, And that's probably the last time I'll go there. It was a fantastic place, but for a student, it's a little bit out there. Yeah. It was absolutely delicious. I loved it there, but after looking at the
price, you gotta wait till you get that big job before you go back.
A little bit too ambitious for me there.
What do you do for entertainment? Like, what do you do? Like, lake or skiing? Or you said you did some football. And
I do. Yeah, I like to kind of keep my time occupied with playing some music. I think there's a decent music scene in Kelowna. I know there's the Bottega Festival or something that goes on in the summertime. But yeah, I used to do a lot of that, and I played piano when I was younger. I taught myself how to play guitar. I think that's a fun way just to kind of relax and keep myself occupied. There's a small little football league that I play in that I used to play high school football, and then I switched from that to go just kind of play touch on the weekends, try and keep myself active. But then with that, with school, work, and then the extracurriculars that I'm doing, it keeps me busy enough to not have time to do a ton of crazy things, but it's fun to jump on those once in a while.
You got to come to Level Up last year.
I did.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
I thought it was awesome. Yeah. I think it was an experience that I haven't been quite used to go to such an incredible panel of speakers and see what they're all about, see how they kind of got to where they are, some cool things that they've done. So it was really interesting to be able to just kind of sit there almost front row.
Royal Bank sponsored a bunch of students.
Yeah, it was cool because I wanted to get a ticket, and then I figured that, again, on that student budget, I can got to keep myself minimalized. And then I was lucky enough to get a ticket sponsored, and it was pretty cool to come sit down, got to talk to some cool people, meet some people from Kelowna that I hadn't met before, and got to see Stephen Harper, which was kind of cool. I think one of the things that really stood out to me was just how charismatic he was. And same with Jean Chrétien. I think it was really cool because you kind of see what it takes to become a prime minister. You got to have that.
I think that was a charisma. Big opportunity for lots of people to see both of them. Here's two men that ran our country for 20 years consecutively. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. And I think a lot of people went there thinking they were going to hate one or the other and walked away liking both of them because they're actually real people and they have good sense of humor. I mean, I don't know who has a better sense of humor.
they were both funny. I think that also stood out to me as well, is that they were both just easygoing, funny, nice guys. You think that if you're going to go see a politician, they're all just about boring talk, this politics, all that. But they were very, very nice to listen to. They had good stories.
Who was your favorite speaker?
I really like Stephen Harper. Mm-hmm. I like the way he introduced himself. I think he brought it back to some time that a younger girl introduced him at a high school or something, and she said, "I'm not here to give the long speech. I'm here to introduce the one who will." And then when he started talking, I was like, "Okay, this guy's pretty cool."
I like the part of when he said that, and then you're a big deal when the police come to pick you up, and they don't push your head down when they're putting you in the car.
it was great to see just how casual they are. So that was fun for me. And to get that perspective from, listening to these people who otherwise I'd probably only maybe get to see on YouTube or something like that. So
did you really take anything from there that kind of like you put into your life? Is there any moment in there, any thought from any of them?
It was largely focused around leadership. And being 22 years old, I haven't made it into a leadership position quite yet. So hard, none of it applied directly, but to kind of hear, especially, I think Lane Merrifield talked a lot about taking chances or taking those risks and the step forward. And I think he gave a pretty good example of just how he had to put a lot on the line to make something happen. And so, I've always kind of tried to have a conservative life of being safe and making sure you take the right steps and not putting too much on the line. But it was cool to kind of get that perspective to understand that if you really want to make something, if you really want to take something somewhere, you got to, be willing to take a risk with it. And I think that was kind of cool as well.
Do you have like any guiding principles, stuff that grounds you when you're making decisions? Is there something that's kind of like you, that that people say, like you're saying, you're conservative a little bit. Is there something else that you like to say, that one thing Nico kind of like sticks with is this?
Maybe a couple things. I think one thing I always tell myself is be perfect. It never works. I never do. But I think that sometimes just kind of grounds me and makes me think like, hold on, before I do anything, just try and take the right steps. I mean, obviously I'm not going to be perfect, but I think it's kind of a good way to try and keep myself focused on what's important. Or sometimes I just say, don't mess up.
Yeah, no, I think aiming for excellence is always a good thing to do. Right. I think there's a quote from Babe Ruth, and they asked him what he thought his batting average was going to be for the upcoming season. And he said, 100%. And they're just like, well, that's impossible. He said, why would I step up to the plate? I think I'm going to strike out, right? Yeah, like, I got to go with that mindset.
Exactly. Right? That's a good point. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you always have to look at it from a positive point of view, and I think life will be a lot easier on you.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the quotes that I like, I actually really like Elvis. If you want to know how, you know, much of an old person I am, even though I'm 22.
Old soul.
Yeah, I saw a video of him on Facebook, and I was like, oh, hey, he's actually kind of cool. And so I started getting into him, and he had a little quote that was, ambition is a dream with a V8 engine. And I thought, that's kind of neat. I think it's kind of cool to have that concept that, you know, mixing what you're passionate about with a lot of energy is a pretty good way to try and take some steps forward.
Yeah, Elvis, he's a hero. He's a superstar.
He's amazing. You know, he's the king.
Yeah, he's the king. And, you know, I used to go to the, like, movie theaters when I was in grade 6. I remember going to a simulcast of Elvis. It was late in his career.
Oh.
And it would be simulcast in theaters, like, you know, all over the place. And I was at the theater, and, you know, he was in his white suit at the time, his white jumpsuit, because he was I guess he was eating better than he was earlier on in his career. But he was amazing, and he, you know, he enthralled a nation or whatever. I mean, he did. And I've read his books, and I've watched his stuff, and
I think you know more about him than I do. Then I haven't.
Yeah, my mom was a big fan, and I know most of his songs, watched most of his movies, because he was a movie star too. Like, he did quite a few movies. I wouldn't say they were big movies, but. Yeah, no, Elvis, he's a hero. He's
I think that was his passion, was movies, actually.
Yeah, no, he was an incredible person. And it's too bad we lose people like Elvis and Michael Jackson, who I think is another musical genius, and, you know, John Lennon. We lose them early. You know what I mean? Just think what they would offer us if they were still here, I think. You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Because who wouldn't want to, you know, listen to either one of them? I mean, we're probably missing out on some great songs. I mean, all three of them, their songs are timeless too, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think that music is kind of cool. And what music do you typically listen to?
It's the older stuff. It's a lot of Paul McCartney. It's a lot of, you know, the Beatles, Fleetwood Mac. Again, that older soul kind of concept. I don't totally think music nowadays is as groovy as it was before, or at least I find that it was a lot more artistic, and now it's become very, you know, very simple. It's you know, it's cool beats and pretty hippie hoppy nowadays, but it's not as creative, I find.
I think if you listen to Beatles songs, like the Beatles, and you don't know the Beatles, I think they just made a movie about it, actually, and you don't know them.
Right.
They'd be timeless almost anywhere in any kind of, like, do you know what I mean? Like, they would come out, and you'd be just like, oh, my God. Like, if you went back in time, people's like, holy cow, that sound. And then, and then if you, you know, even now somebody played it, and it's like, it's still catchy. Like, I think it still captures, even if they've never heard the Beatles, they would say, hey, that's a pretty good song.
Right? I guess,
like,
you could. Yeah, you could really throw them anywhere. I wonder if you could do that with Elvis.
Elvis was kind of the birth of rock and roll, so he definitely had, like, some gospel roots to it, right? Because it was rockabilly and stuff like that too. But he definitely could. I mean, Elvis has a sound for sure. Like I said, they're musical geniuses, I think. And you know, and I guess our generation can claim all that amazing music that it's been kind of timeless. So it's been kind of cool, right? I mean, you know, that still, if you turn on almost any radio station or streaming or whatever, you can hear the 70s, 80s, 90s, and, you know, the Beatles, you know, started in the 60s, and, you know, some of that music to still hang out, you know, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how much of that, sometimes I've thought about how successful those artists might be nowadays if they came out with similar types of music. Like, if you think about, I mean, again, back to Elvis, I mean, he was pretty famous because of the way he was dancing on the stage as well, and just kind of that
charisma, right? I mean, you watch some people, and they look awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis owned the stage. He was part of the stage, like, you know, he put on a show, and I think he was one of the first people that, you know, like, actually did the show and the singing, right? Like, I mean, he really got into it.
But. And I think he was considered pretty, I mean, excessive back
then. Yeah, they were apparently trying to ban him.
Yeah, which is kind of, they couldn't.
Gyrating hips and stuff.
Yeah, the waist down, you couldn't do that. And then I think what's funny is that nowadays, if he went out and did that stuff, it'd be incredibly conservative compared
pretty
to
tame,
what a lot of people
no twerking
do.
In his.
I mean, he could probably pull it off, but.
Yeah, no, I think that the music is awesome. What about, what do you see for the future of Kelowna? Like, if you're going to stick around, you're a young guy, what's the future look like for, like, say, 20 years from now? Are you seeing flying cars, or what are you seeing for Kelowna?
More expensive housing, probably.
Yeah.
I think that one of the things that excites me about Kelowna is that it is growing so much. I think there's a lot of opportunity, from a business perspective, to try and get involved in Kelowna to take advantage of the growing population. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of development going on in the future. I don't know. I mean, that's the extent of my knowledge that I have. I don't know too much, but I think a lot of people do want to, I mean, they do like to move here. There's so many people that, I mean, like you mentioned how great of a city it is. And I don't think there's too many others like it. So once you find out about it, if you can, you want to get over here. So I think it's just going to keep growing and growing and growing until it probably becomes pretty darn big is what I can, that's as much as I can expect.
Yeah, no, I think let's do a little quick fire here. Okay. And see some stuff. See what you think of these things. If you could have any car you want, what is it that you're looking for?
Oh, geez. I like Jaguars.
You like Jaguars?
I think that'd be cool. It's kind of sleek.
I thought you were going to say Tesla, but...
Maybe I should. I'm not that. I guess maybe...
Jaguar's actually coming out with their all-electric vehicle.
Are they?
Yeah, okay. They're going to...
I'll get one of those.
They're one of the sponsors for Level Up, and they're going to have it displayed out there, so that's going to be awesome.
Oh, hey, I picked a good car.
Yeah, that's right. Jaguar.
That wasn't scripted.
There you go. Favorite place to dine?
Favorite place to dine? I guess if I'm not... You know, actually, I recently discovered Red Fox.
Red Fox? Which is, what's that?
It's at Indigenous Wines. I took my girlfriend out there, and we actually had a really great time. It's a good price, and it's a nice little atmosphere.
Is that on the west side?
It is on the west side.
Is that just as you go by the safari, the paintball thing?
That's exactly. Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing it's just down the bank there. It's great. To use the road, though. Don't use the bank.
It's one of those places where you go get the wine tasting, and then you can find what you like and go down, and they can try and match that to whatever you want to eat.
So what kind of food?
Well, we went there once. I think I had a lamb rack or something like that. And my girlfriend had a seafood dish. So it's closer to that fine dining atmosphere.
Nice.
But it's not too expensive.
So have you developed a taste for the wine?
No.
No?
No. I think I...
Are you a beer guy or a nothing guy yet?
I like craft beers. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a young part about me is a craft beer kind of guy.
Is there a favorite place for craft?
Well, the liquor store has a lot of great places in there.
Cheaper there.
I do like Bad Tattoo. I like
that's in Penticton, right?
I think it is, yeah. And I would like to go there because...
it's a beautiful place. Yeah, you should go.
Yeah,
I should check good food, too.
At Bad Tattoo or in Penticton?
Bad Tattoo. Yeah. In Penticton, yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. As far as wines go, I like more of a full-bodied red. But, I mean, there's not as much that I could say, you know, that the average Colonian... knows a lot more about wine than I do.
I don't know much either, but I do like the full body red, the Cab Sav, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's easy to go down to the far bottom of the menu where it gets more expensive, and that's the one that usually tastes good to me.
Mm. When I was at Smack Dab, we were supposed to describe the wines, and hopefully none of them are listening to this, but I would just say words in French. And hopefully
fancy
and people would be like, yes, I agree.
It is well, I guess that's earthy. Where you brought that French immersion to play,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just say it's got a very bouche soise. And that doesn't mean anything.
And they just nod, right?
I was like, wow, that sounds delicious.
I'll have some of that.
I don't even know if that is a word that I just said. I hope it isn't, because that would be kind of awkward if somebody actually spoke French.
That's for sure. Favorite activity? Like you and your girlfriend are doing, want to do something?
We had a really fun time playing music together, actually. She doesn't play music, but she likes country. And I don't like country, but I can play music. So I tried to play along to some of the songs that she liked, and we horribly sang together, and it was a wonderful bonding experience.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I grew up in Midway, and you didn't do country in Midway when I was growing up. It was all classic cars and rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went up north into high-level Alberta and worked up there for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And they hadn't heard of rock and roll. It was all country. You couldn't even... The only thing you could buy in the stores, and I think you won't know these, there was a couple of stores called Fields and Sands and stuff like that. And you could only buy country shirts, too. Like, it was all country. And I was just like, I hate the music. You know, but after a while, I think I got assimilated. And I actually like country now. I like all kinds of music.
I think she's slowly converting me to it.
Yeah, you know, country music's good music.
It is,
especially
yeah.
Some of it that crosses over, right? Some of it crosses over into kind of like... Like, you know, like soft rock, pop. I don't know, like, you know.
Yeah.
I went to a Luke Bryan concert here. It was awesome.
I think they are very, well, they're very talented. I think it is definitely pretty groovy. There's a few songs that I've started to get into.
That old country joke, what happens when you play, you can tell her this joke, what happens when you play a country music record backwards?
I don't know.
You get your dog back, your wife back, your truck back. A lot of that country's kind of done, like where you lost your truck and your car and your wife and dog and all that stuff. But
yeah, it's the similar, you know, something about beer, something about trucks, tractors.
Trucks and tractors, there you go.
That's good stuff.
Is there a place you like to go? Do you like to go to Vancouver, Calgary? Do you like one of those cities better than the other?
You know, I actually haven't taken the time to go and visit Calgary. I'm thinking about maybe moving there eventually to check it out, but
She's a beautiful city.
I've heard it's pretty nice. I've heard it, you know, it's going to be different from Kelowna, of course. It's a lot flatter and colder, but I think it'd be...
Calgary has a beauty all its own. Mm-hmm. My daughter lives there, and it's a beautiful city. Like, it's a very vibrant-looking city. I mean, they're suffering right now from, you know, the oil downturn, but...
Right.
Vancouver has its appeal, and Calgary has its appeal, and I think we're lucky to be in the middle of both.
Yeah, I think it's a great spot to justify Kelowna.
It's like a quick WestJet hop.
Exactly.
Under an hour, both places.
Yeah, nice little drive, and you're out there either way.
Yeah.
I liked, actually, every now and then I'll go to Powell River, which is on the Sunshine Coast. I don't know if you've heard of it. Nice. It's a really nice, warm, little, small community place. It's got some good cliff jumping. I used to go there all the time when I was younger, and I think it's a nice little, a decent road trip away, and you can just go hang out.
Any hidden gems, like if you have people come from out of town that you show people here, like any hikes or anything that you say, you got to do this?
I don't know if I do that. Not too many people come from out of town to come. Oh. You know, I took my friend to Kalmalka Lake. There's a little cliff jumping point. I don't know if it's too hidden, but I know there's quite a few people there. But if you turn off at the college and then drive out there a little bit, you can take a little hike up. And there's this nice, more so secluded area where you can do some cliff jumping. That's something I like to do in my spare time, as well as jumping into the water.
Have you been to the Bear Creek Falls, the waterfalls?
To be honest, I'm not. I don't think so.
You got
to
try that.
Maybe.
There you go. There's something you can try. It's pretty cool.
There you go.
You walk in and you got to swim in a little bit and then you get into the falls. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
You can't. That's the only you got to swim in, actually, for a small piece of it, right? But
I can swim.
So don't go in the spring or the, you know, winter.
I'll try not to put myself through that. All right. You'll have to show me exactly where it is on the map because I'd love to go.
There's some, Naramata Falls, too. There's some beautiful falls. I think we did an article on, like, 7 waterfalls in the area that are just spectacular. Naramata's spectacular, too.
Right.
Anything you'd like to add?
I think that kind of sums up me. Like I said, there's not much to it so far. In a few more years, I might have a little bit more excitement to my life, but so far it's been pretty...
Well, we'll check back in 5 years and see where you ended up.
There we go. See where I am. Tell you more about
how... The road's all out in front of you.
I guess that's kind of it. There's a lot more road to the future instead of road to now.
So what do you, when you look at that road, like you're just visualizing, is it a gravel road, a paved road, a super highway?
it's a rainbow road.
Rainbow road, there you go.
Exactly, like Mario Kart. No, I don't know. It's something I just kind of try and take it one step at a time. Plan a little bit for the future, but just hopefully I can make the right choices and I'll see where I am in 3 years' time and then adjust and go for another 3 years.
Well, awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Bye now.
Bye.
If you'd like to be part of this podcast, we'd love to share your story and your road to now.